So in our continuing coverage of crumbling governments and dysfunctional democracies, we take you now to Italy, Rome to be exact, where Republican government began, if you'll recall, with the story of a government shutdown averted by a sudden reversal for Silvio Berlusconi. He was going to single-handedly cause the Italian government to fall, and then he said dramatically, never mind. We spoke with Jim Yardley, Rome bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, who's been covering this story.
Well, we've had quite an amazing 24 hours. Earlier this afternoon, Berlusconi was on the chamber floor speaking to his fellow senators, and I think everyone there was expecting him to call for a vote against the government, and he stunned everyone by making the opposite announcement. He reversed himself and said that his party would vote for the government to stand. I think basically for the first time in a long time, his troops were more powerful than he is. And this is a tremendous blow to him, his credibility, and it's completely stunning.
And it comes after numerous blows to his credibility recently. Is Berlusconi finally understanding the reality here in terms of his influence in Italian politics going forward? Or have folks conspired to kind of keep him out of the loop, to diminish his influence?
Well, I mean, you mentioned his problems. He's obviously spent his career maneuvering through corruption scandals, sex scandals, court cases. But recently he was convicted on final appeal of tax fraud, and that has set in motion a tremendous amount of problems for him. He will begin later this month a one-year prison sentence. He'll probably serve it under house arrest. On Friday, the Italian Senate will resume taking up deliberations on whether to strip him of his current Senate seat. And his financial empire was just got a ruling against it of 500 plus million euros. I think he was hoping that if he brought down the government, this is what many analysts say, spark new elections, he might be able to win some sort of political mandate and fend off these problems. But his own party rebelled against him this time, which it really hasn't done in the past two decades. I think that it was just seen as bringing down the government now, with Italy still in economic crisis, with huge pressure from Europe to maintain political stability. It was just too much. And I think also for many of his followers, they realize he's 77 years old, and now he is likely to be barred from seeking office for some time. And so I think they had to begin to look at their own careers and figure out what to do. There was talk of splitting the party, and now the question is whether this move by Berlusconi, this reversal, will at least hold his party together. That's unclear at this moment.
Gee, Jim Yardley, a party revolting against its leader who wants to bring down the government, doesn't that sound familiar? The Italians actually have a lot more experience with fallen governments than the U.S. has. How are they feeling on the streets about all this?
You know, I think that Italians are so accustomed to political instability, governments rise and fall, that it takes quite a bit to impress them, if you will. But I do know that I think there's a deep frustration in the public here. And you saw it in the last elections, I think back in earlier this year, when a third-party movement, the Five Star Movement, got roughly 25% of the vote. And it was sort of an anti-political group. And I think people are frustrated. They're frustrated with Italy being regarded elsewhere in Europe as sort of unreliable and politically something of a joke. I think that was the message that the current prime minister, Enrico Letta, gave. He was calling on Parliament to show that Italy could act decisively and seriously, because there are still many structural reforms that are pending in Parliament. The election system of the country needs to be changed. Financial reforms are necessary. So Italian politics always has a very dramatic Baroque flair to it, and today was tough to top.
Jim Yardley, thanks so much.
No problem. Good talking to you.
Jim Yardley, Rome bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.